Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Sochen es hapagim umenakvenoisam ad Rosh Hashanah. One is allowed to smear fruits, unripe figs that we think will be ripe during this sixth year. So one is allowed to smear oil on them that they should ripen quicker. Umenakvenoisam, to put holes in them, to pierce them with holes. So they would do this, and the Rav says they would also stick in or smooth in some oil into these holes, also to ripen them quicker. Or another Pshat says is that they didn't actually put oil in the holes. Rather, they would just make holes that the rainwater, as it rains, and the unripe figs were still on the tree, the rainwater would go into these holes. Now, obviously, this is only when it's connected to the tree. Otherwise, obviously, if you make holes in these fruits, they spoil very quickly. But once it's connected to the tree, it doesn't really happen. So they did this to promote ripening of the fruits. So one is allowed to do this until Rosh Hashanah. However, Pagei Erev Shvius, Shenichnesu L'Shvius. So the Rav explains, these figs we know will not become ripe until the Shemitah year. So now you're in the sixth year, are you allowed to pierce them or put oil on them or do things like that? Or the second case, Vishal Shvius Sheyatsu Lomaitsoy Shvius, the question is, on the eighth year, you had fruits that grew on the Shemitah year, so is one allowed to also smear it or poke holes in it? So the Mishnah says, Loi Sochen V'loi Menakvenoisen. Both of these cases, you're not allowed to smear, you're not allowed to poke holes. So the first case is because it looks like you're being misaken for the Shemitah year. On the sixth year, don't do it, because it's not going to be ripe by the sixth year, and it's going to only be ripe by the seventh year, so you can't do it on the sixth year. And as far as the eighth year is concerned, although we hold like Rabbi Yishmol, that we don't hold with Tesefis Shvius from the Psukim, from Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. However, this is a different problem altogether. It's the problem of the Kedusha of the Peris of Shvius, because the Peris on the eighth year, the question is in the seventh year that goes into the eighth, so the fruits are fruits of Shemitah, and one is not allowed to work those fruits and pierce them and smear them and things of the like. Now, the first case, which is the case of the sixth year, we said, according to the Tanakhama, if the person knows that it's only going to become ripe on Shemitah, one isn't allowed to do these things. Now, even if putting holes and smearing is not something that people normally do, so therefore there's not real such maris ayin on this, still the Tanakhama holds it's not allowed to be done. But Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. He says that there's a difference. Makom shenegu losuch einen sochen. If it's a place that the minig was that they would smear on fruits, so there you're not allowed to smear. He's specifically talking about the first case, the sixth year, mipnei shehi avoda, because that's an avoda, and don't do this avoda on the sixth year because it appears that you're preparing it for the seventh year. However, makom shenegu shaloi losuch sochen. Yehuda's mekel, and he says, however, if you're in a place that the minig is not to smear on these fruits, and a guy happens to do, you know, one at a time, he smears on fruits on the sixth year, even though it's only going to ripen on the seventh year, still, since nobody does it, it's not a problem, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to. He says, sochen. And then we have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon mater be'ilon. Mipneishu rishai ba'voidas ilon, because you're allowed to work a tree. So the Rav now goes out of the way to say like this. Rabbi Shimon is not now talking about sicha. He's not talking about smearing. Rabbi Shimon is talking about a tree that's filled with fruits that one is allowed to do malacha on motzoi shvius, not erev shvius. And that's what Rabbi Shimon means when he says he's mater be'ilon, because you're allowed to work the ilon. When are you allowed to work the ilon? The only time you're allowed to work the ilon is motzoi shvius. And the chiddush is that even though the fruits are kadosh, Kedusha Shvius, you're not allowed to work on the fruits. Still, one is allowed to work on the tree. It's a Brais and Taras Kohanim. But the fruits are usher until Tu Bishvat. The Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakhama.